From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Denise Ryan, owner of Nerean's Hair Salon, where they offer their ever-growing clientele a range of cutting-edge treatment options, including oxygen therapy, a dedicated hair loss clinic, on top of high-quality traditional hair care services. Thank you so much for joining me on AIBF Business Talk today, Denise. Denise, you've been recently acknowledged as the Business All-Star Resilience in Life and Business Accreditation, which is testament to your own personal journey, but also has led you to being the business person that you are today and the work that you do with Nerean's Hair Salon. If you could maybe share with your listeners your own personal journey and what shaped you into doing what you're doing today.
Yeah, so I've been hairdressing over 25 years. I've my own business 14. Never in my life did I see myself going down the hair loss route. It wasn't something, you know, that appealed to me or anything like that. But in 2020, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So automatically with breast cancer, you lose your hair. So when I was going about looking for a wig, I was very, very lucky in the sense that my sister had a friend who was the hairdresser, a lovely lady in Limerick. And she got me a hairpiece, and it was during COVID. So everything was shut down and closed. And, you know, being COVID, you didn't know where to go or what to do. But, you know, I was very lucky that Catherine got me my hairpiece. But it was after that for myself, because we were locked in, I couldn't be going to her for appointments and things like that. I was like, how the hell am I going to wear this thing? I don't even know what to do with this hairpiece. Where does it start? Where does it finish? How do I put it on? So I found it very traumatic in that sense. And even though I was lucky to have experience with hair, you know, I still found it very difficult to know what to do with this piece. So that led me, you know, and I ended up going to a couple of places after that, because being a hairdresser, I wanted to have a load of different pieces to have, try out different looks and things like that. So I went to bigger companies, which I found very, very cold and clinical. And I just, you know, I just felt like I was going in buying a carton of milk, yeah, you know, and it's, you know, and you need a little bit of, yeah, it's a horrible experience, 100%. And I'll be honest with you, I think you have to have worn a wig to sell a wig, if I'm being honest, that, you know, you need to know what to do, where to put it, you know, how to tweak it to make it look realistic. So for that, for me, going to the bigger places, they just have people working for them. Those people work for them. You know, at the end of the day, they're there for a wage, you know, and that was it, you know. So that side of things. Then I got talking to people throughout. People were coming into me, you know, they had got wigs, and I got talking to people. And there was a lady in the hospital, and she was 70-something years of age, and she just... I was saying, why aren't you wearing your wig? You're after buying one. She whipped it out of her handbag and she didn't know what to do. She said, I do not know how to put this thing on my head. So I showed her inside in the hospital how to wear it. And she was there with her camera taking a selfie at 75 years of age and sending it to her sister. So it was, for me, I was going, oh my God, there has to be something done about this. So that's where I started and where I was coming from. So, yeah, so that's where it all began. And I suppose I've gone down a rabbit hole now. So everything I do is hair loss. It's hair loss. I'm just educating myself more in it. I'm doing oncology courses and I do different things like that. So, yeah, so it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger by the day.
So really, it was your own personal experience and you having actually gone through the hair loss and seeing yourself firsthand, how there was a need for more access, but a more personalized service as well.
Yeah, 100%. Like for me, when I get somebody a hairpiece or a wig, whatever, they come back to me a week later and we go, right, what happened with this week? You know, were you able to do it? You know, and sometimes we cut it, sometimes we tweak it, sometimes we tighten it for them. You know, and they can come to me as many times as they like until they're comfortable wearing this piece, if that makes sense, you know. And sometimes a lot of people buy their hair piece before they've lost their hair, and you know, which is a good thing because we get to see their hair the way it is naturally. But like, and they try on wigs, and when you try on a wig and you've got your own hair, you've got your own hairline, so this wig looks amazing. But then when all your hair goes, you've got this big straight line, you know, and that's when people go, oh my God, I'm wearing a wig. And that's when they need help. It's afterwards, you know.
And your own personal experiences then shaped how maybe you're driving forward your business at Nereans Hair Salon. So you mentioned there at the start that you've been a hairdresser for over 25 years. So Nereans was well established over 14 years ago.
Nereans is actually here nearly 25 years. My sister had it previously, and I took over from her then in 2009.
Right. So how have you, I suppose, you know, focused on this side of the business? So you've got your, we'll say, what normally we would associate with regard to hairdressers, your chop, your color, your cut, that type of work.
There's a whole other side to it, and I suppose this is where the rabbit hole for me came down. Yes, I was offered service of weeks and things like that, but then I'm on continuous maintenance treatment because my type of breast cancer, it's not hormonal and it can't be treated with a tablet at home. So I go in every 2 weeks and get an infusion for my type of cancer, just to, you know, to maintain it and keep it at bay. But like, so when I was put on this treatment, I had my hair back, all was going great with my own hair, but then I started to lose my hair. So, you know, I started to lose my hair again, and I was going, oh my God, I can't go down the road again of wearing a wig or a hairpiece. So that's when I found this machine called oxygen therapy. So I took a gamble getting this in, to be honest. It was a lot of money, you know, that I could have used for a new hairpiece for myself. But I said, no, I'm going to chance it. So basically what this does is it pumps pure oxygen along the hair scalp. It gets in underneath the dermis and it gets right at the follicle. And, you know, if while you're going through treatment, it protects your hair while you're going through treatment. It brings back any hair you've lost. So I have a good few women come to me on chemotherapy now, and they come to me and it maintains their hair while they're having treatment. So this machine has turned out to be the most amazing thing. I have people traveling for me all over Ireland first now at the moment. So I have a lot of people from Kerry, that side of the country. So they were traveling up to Tipperary for me, and I actually live in Limerick myself. So I ended up getting another machine down here. So I do one day a week in Limerick for all of, you know, kind of Mallow, Charleville, Clare, they all come to me down here. So it's exploded. It's an amazing technology.
So not only did you expand, I suppose, your offering from the hairdressing salon side into the wigs and that side of things. You know, when somebody does lose their hair and they want to replace it with a wig, that could be temporarily or could be maybe a little bit longer, depending on the type of treatment. But now your innovation and your research has brought you to this oxygen therapy, which is another way that you can really serve your customers and your clients who very typically are somebody going through cancer treatment.
Yeah, or else anybody with alopecia as well. We've had huge success with people with alopecia, bringing it back a lot quicker or stopping more from falling out and things like that. So we've had really good success with that so far. So, you know, it's amazing technology that's not really well known around Ireland just yet. There's only a handful of us doing it, but it's amazing.
And yet there's an awful lot more than a handful that would benefit and value from knowing about the treatment and knowing what's on offer. And one thing, Denise, when we were chatting earlier, I was surprised as to how one can make this affordable, because there are means outside of reaching into your own pockets at a time financially stressful enough as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people don't know that you can claim through your PRSI. So that's through your stamps, like you would if you're going to get your teeth cleaned, you know, or anything like that. So, you know, and I can access all of those for you and check it for you. There's also medical card, which for Tipperary and Limerick, you can get €500 for. And also what a lot of people don't know is if they've health insurance, that they can claim through their health insurance for hair loss, alopecia, chemotherapy, all of those hair loss are covered through it.
Fantastic. And that's really good to know as well, because it's not, you know, sometimes Ireland is a very small place, and just the statistics would show how you know, awful diseases such as cancer impact so many of us, you know, through our families, maybe not us directly, but our close family groups. So it's really important that we can offer them the support, you know, and the guidance at a time that they need it. Denise, your story is absolutely so admirable, how you have ploughed on and how you've really turned what was a very testing time for yourself personally into something so positive that's benefiting everybody. Where do you see your services going, or where would you like to see them going?
Honestly, like, I mean, it's like every day it's just getting bigger and bigger. My phone is hopping. You know, I never saw it to expand to the, you know, so, you know, already in the last 6 months, we've employed two new girls and stuff like that. So, you know, it is expanding for me. I'm very, very lucky. Hopefully, you know, in the near future, I would hopefully like to have maybe a clinic in Limerick City or something like that, or maybe expand it a little bit further. Yeah, so there's definitely hope for growth with this. But for me, it's the, I love my job. You know, I always like being a hairdresser, but I can honestly say I love my job. I love meeting people every day. And, you know, I'm very lucky. Like, I was in psych and oncology today, and I, you know, I ended up getting three clients out of it, you know. So it's, there's been, you know, you have to take the positive with the negatives of being in bad places. But I think people can relate to me a little bit more. It's easy for me to have a conversation with somebody, you know.
Because you've walked there, and that's the thing, like, you've been on the journey with them, which is mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. Denise, if I was to ask you, what is the biggest lesson that you have learned in your business? Because sometimes when one maybe takes something like a passion of theirs and turn it into a business, well, maybe it's more because it's their passion, you know, rather than a substantial, viable business offering. Whereas in your case, it is such a viable business.
Yeah.
What are the biggest lessons that you've learned along the way?
I suppose for me personally is I think I stressed out too much. I let small things annoy me, whereas now I feel I'm much more confident in my job. I don't let small things annoy me. So I think I'm very lucky with the girls that work for me and stuff like that. So, you know, when you're hit with a big thing like cancer or anything major like that, I think you just step back and look at your life and go, right, I appreciate everything. I appreciate every person that walks through my door, and I think that tells. And as well as that, for the girls that work for me, like, they're seeing major things every day. Like, they're seeing life-changing things, like, you know, young girls coming to me that have alopecia, you know, getting a hairpiece, and, like, they're crying because they couldn't go to school, but now they're going to school. So, like, we've so many things. I have a boy I used to cut his hair for his communion when he was 7 years of age. He's now 16, and hopefully we're going to be giving his next haircut in the next month or so. You know what I mean? So, like, it's life-changing things we're seeing every day. So I think for the girls, their job is way more meaningful for them now. So I think just enjoy your job. If you don't like your job, find a job that you do like. That would be my biggest thing.
Life is too short, as they say. Denise, it's been fantastic speaking with you today.
Thank
I think
you,
you're
then.
A breath of fresh air. But you're such the positivity in what you're doing is so admirable, and how you're continuing to grow the business and be innovative and continuously seek, you know, better ways of helping people that are going through difficult times with regard to hair loss, be that through, you know, things such as alopecia or cancer or different treatments like that. But knowing that there's somebody out there like yourself and like the offerings that you have to help that make that experience a little less painful for them. Denise, congratulations on a wonderful business and how you conduct yourself. It's no wonder that you've been duly recognized by the All-Ireland Business Foundation with the Resilience in Life and Business Accreditation. What does it mean for you to be recognized as a business all-star?
Oh, it's amazing, you know, and it really gives you a lift, and it gives your, you know, once you have that feeling that, okay, maybe I am succeeding at what I'm doing, it always gives you a lift. It's great to be recognized by your peers, and, you know, it's just so great to mix with different people, like-minded people who want to expand their businesses, and, you know, you never know who you're going to meet at these things, you know, and yeah, it's amazing. And it's such an honor to be recognized.
Congratulations, Denise.
Thank you.
I wish you and all your colleagues the very best in both your personal journey as well, Denise, but also with regard to the wonderful offering and service offer that you have at New Rheans Hair Salon. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thanks done. A million, Elaine. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.